Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to lose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. It is Memorial Day weekend. It is the start of the summer sports betting season, and we are excited. It's Memorial Day, which means we've got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the Indy 500. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 646-929-1298, 646-929-1298. As always, our Twitter handle, at SB Weekly, and if you want to send us an email, show at sportsbettingweekly.com. We are not going to hesitate to go out to our buddy from the BS Sports Show. Mo, welcome to the show. How's your Saturday morning going?
Going all right so far.
Now, you are as they drive around that track in Indianapolis on Sunday, how far away from Indianapolis are you?
About an hour and a half, but I'll be there as they drive around those tracks.
How long would it take them, at the speed they're going, to get from where you are now to the racetrack itself?
20 minutes, maybe?
It's pretty amazing how fast they go.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. The and the race, it brings a huge spotlight on Indiana and on Indianapolis this time every year. And for the last couple of years, the Indiana Pacers have been playing in the Eastern Conference Finals normally during the race, after the race. So they've had racers and Pacers the last couple of years. Not this year, unfortunately, but the last couple of years, it's been a huge sports day in Indianapolis.
And of course, the news this week was kind of scary with some of those cars doing flips. And imagine if you're going a couple hundred miles an hour in a car in the air, that's really probably not a good day for you.
No, not a good day, but only one real injury to James Hinchcliffe, who's back up walking, and what actually happened is one of those bars broke and came into the cockpit and went through both of his legs.
Yeah. I know that they've replaced him with Ryan Briscoe. I hadn't seen the odds on him. We're really excited. What we're going to do is we're going to finish this show with our unofficial Sports Betting Weekly Indy 500 three-team parlay. But what we do is we do a little bit of math. We kind of treat it more like we have with the Super Bowl and that first player to score. The only difference is that's at the beginning, and with the Indy 500, I mean, it lasts, what, about three and a half, 4 hours, something like that?
Yeah, it's a long time for sure.
And, I've got some great Memorial Day memories, and they normally involve a hotel, a bar that's not open yet, that we have to usually ask the guy if we could get drinks, and then about a 30 to 45-minute rotation around the property back to the TV, because I can't sit there for 3.5 hours and watching cars go around the circle. I just can't do it.
No, you and me both. I think we're in the same spot there.
Uncle Jer, he could probably watch they do that. There's what, a 500 and then a 600 race on the same day.
Oh yeah, it's like his Christmas.
Yeah, he could watch both of those back to back. So we're going to talk real quick a little NHL hockey. You had a pretty good call on the fact that the Tampa Bay Lightning and Rangers series would open up a little bit. They're tied at 2-2, but the overs have been cashing. They've got those overs all pretty much set at 5, and though 5 seems like a small amount of goals, when the goalies are hot, Mo, it's hard to score five goals in a game.
Yeah, it is. And it hit again last night with a 5-1 score with the Rangers. So, you know, two teams that can score a lot, especially Tampa Bay. And then, you know, I've liked the unders so far with Chicago and Anaheim. So
now they're in Chicago tonight. It's Anaheim's up, though, 2-1, right? So they stole the home ice advantage early in this series.
They did. After Chicago got it in Anaheim, the Ducks came back and Chicago got it. But I would look for Chicago to come out tough today and play a very physical brand of hockey. That's one of the things that they do very well. And it's hard to do that when you're behind, you know, when you're trailing and trying to catch up. But I would look for them to come out and be very physical today.
And then coming back to Tampa Bay, 2-2 now. Series is tied.
Mm-hmm.
They played
mm-hmm.
last night, like you said, it was 5-1. What do you see happening Sunday down there in Florida?
You know, it's been back and forth. And my partner Billy Ellis called this the other night. He thinks it's going to be back and forth all series in both series. And if that holds true, then it should be a Tampa Bay win, probably 5-2, 5-1 again, but maybe 5-3.
Yeah, and that's the funny part about it. They've had some really close games, like you said, in the East, but in the West, it's been tight. I know that one of the Tampa Bay guys, didn't he have a hat trick last week?
Yes, he did. Yeah, it's I tell you what, man,
that's amazing.
There's nothing like playoff hockey. I wish that they could get it on, you know, the regular NBC all week long, so people could see how good this the stuff is that they're missing.
Yeah, especially, you know, when it goes triple overtime, there is nothing more intense than hockey. And we've talked about it, Mo. You know, I have great, great Memorial Day memories of laying in the pool, floating on the raft, while hockey on ice is on the TV. And it really, it's a juxtaposition, to say the least. But there is nothing more intense than having money on a hockey game that's in overtime. Because, as you know, all it takes is one. It's not like it's extra innings and baseball, and it's the top of the 13th, and if the other team scores, your team can get it in the bottom of the 13th. It's not like football, where nowadays, you know, with college, they go back and forth, and with the pros, you even get everybody's going to get an opportunity to touch the ball. In hockey, once that light goes on, ball game.
Yeah, you know, and that's the fun part about doing it, is in some part about overtime hockey, is it's so intense. And I love that. I love that a lot. But how intense that overtime hockey is and playoff hockey is. It's you know, I can't tell you that there's probably a better thing. I love the Super Bowl. I love the World Series. I love the NBA Finals. But Stanley Cup playoff hockey, amazing.
No doubt about it. So you're basically sitting there on a Memorial Day weekend saying, you know what, you like the home teams.
I do. I do.
It's easy to like the home teams. I mean, that's why home teams are usually favored. You're playing, you know, on your home ice. You're sleeping in your home bed. You're kissing your kids on the forehead before you go to the rink. I mean, it really is a little easier to win. And that's why you're supposed to win. And that's why the best team gets that extra game and is supposed to win. But it doesn't always work that way.
Well, and especially, I'll tell you where home ice really, to me, is even more important. If you look at a team like the Rangers or a team like the Blackhawks, you know, you're going into the Madhouse in Madison in Chicago, or you're going into Madison Square Garden in a Game 7. Just going into the Madison Square Garden and going into New York City, man, that's intimidating right there. You know, not as much in Tampa or in Anaheim maybe, but when you're going into the Madhouse in Madison in Chicago, where numerous cups have been raised, or going into Madison Square Garden, that's something that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, because you deal with the original hockey teams there. Those are old school teams.
Well, and MSG, anybody who's a sports who's an athlete or a performer, what's the one building they always want to play? They always want to play MSG. You know, they always want to play Madison Square Garden.
No doubt, the Big Apple. All right, so let's give a quick recap of what you've got coming up this week on the BS Sports Show. Are you going to be at the bar on Monday?
We are. We're going to do an Indy 500 wrap-up. Ben Smith, who wrote for the paper here, who has won numerous awards, will be with us Monday live. Kaylee Strock, the captain of our hockey team, the Fort Wayne Comets, will break down the NHL playoffs, will be on site. Then Phil B. Wilson, who covers the Colts and the Pacers, and the actually works for the Speedway, writing for them, will be on with us as well.
Wow, you've got a full show. And, of course, it's a little easier to get a bigger crowd early on Monday because it's a holiday. So that should be an exciting time. As always, both you and Billy break down sports, both local and national, from a unique perspective. And have you been getting slapped at all by the Yahoo censors?
You know, it'll be I get flack almost on a daily basis. So, you know, I'm one suspension in. So if you took the over under at two, I'm on the under right now. But the over is a pretty good bet.
Well, and you know, I'm blessed you guys to have me every Friday. And last night we were talking some Indy 500. But while I was on hold listening, I noticed that Billy's infatuation with the bartender might cross the line real soon.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would definitely take the over on the restraining order for sure. Definitely take the over on the restraining order.
And they're gonna, you're gonna have to broadcast
theory,
from the patio.
In theory, it's sort of her fault. She walked by us early in the show and lifted up her shirt. And you know, I mean, how can you think and work correctly after that?
Hey, Letterman seemed to do it okay.
Yeah, it worked out very well for him.
As always, Mo, we very much appreciate you taking time on a busy, busy sports weekend to give us some thoughts. We're looking forward to a home team sweep in the NHL playoffs. And I know for a fact that you've stuck to your guns and you're going to stick with Carpenter, correct?
I am.
Carpenter. 22-1. He's what, four rows back, which is, you know, close enough to the top 10 where he's not going to have that much traffic.
Well, in the last 2 years, he was on the pole, and he wound up racking out. He won the pole the last 2 years, and so I'm thinking this year he's on the pole. He's got a good shot.
Perfecto. All right, Mo, as always, enjoy and have a safe, safe, wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
You as well, my friend. Talk soon.
It's always great when Mo joins us because of the fact that he covers sports every single day of the week. You know, we're sports betting weekly, hence it's a once-a-week show. And when you get that information that Mo brings to the table, if you've got to go follow him at Mo Radio Show. The Twitter is – his Twitter feed is literally all you need to know about sports. When we come back, we've got a couple exciting guests today. We've got Sloppy breaking down the NBA playoffs. We've got Billy Vickers. He is going to talk about the pay-per-view 187, UFC 187. Then, of course, what I'm going to do is give out the winner for the 99th Indy 500, and we'll do that when we get back. At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. Sixbetsagame.com focuses on giving you historical historical data on first quarter lines, as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at SixBetsAGame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire SixBetsAGame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at MoRadioShow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Now it's time. Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. If you want to add your opinion to the NHL playoff talk that Mo just covered with us, give us a call at 646-929-1298. As always, email show at sportsbettingweekly.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at SB Weekly. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, you got Mo riding the home bench tonight and tomorrow in those NHL playoffs. So next, we're going to side out to the other playoffs that are happening. And Memorial Day is a great, great weekend. It's the start, traditionally, of summer. And if you're lucky enough to spend Memorial Day weekend in a hotel, maybe in Palm Springs or in Las Vegas, you know that right around 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, you can go to the bar and right before dinner watch a little hoop. So let's see what Sloppy has to say.
All right, we're going to head out to the Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline. Now, Sloppy, I don't know if you realize this, but as VIP members at Cali Comfort, we do not pay the cover charge tomorrow night if we choose to go there to watch UFC 187, Johnson versus Cormier. Now, we talked to Billy today about that match. There's some great, great fights. Actually, two championship fights. But everybody else pays money.
Hey, I tell you what, not paying a cover and having the best pulled pork in San Diego County, that is not a bad gig on Memorial Weekend.
Simple pleasures. And that's for Sean and all his buddies over there at the Cali Comfort. But, yeah, so we're going to be talking with you some basketball. Now, you know, it's funny because we're doing the show now, and it's not football season, and anybody that knows me knows that I put up with the rest of this football. The non-football stuff, I just put up with it. I sit around all year waiting for football. But, you know, the playoffs have been pretty cool, and we were really in our house. We were rooting last night for Houston, and he came down, and he had a 2-on-3 opportunity, 7 seconds left. You got to just burn a timeout there. Burn a timeout there.
You had numbers running up the court. Yeah. So I understand why they didn't.
Yeah, of course. He's the best player on the team. I mean, you know, it's not like if you give him that opportunity 10 times, he may hit it 8.5. You know?
I mean, you heard Steph Curry. I mean, he said he knew Harden is the only person in the building that would take that final shot. So they doubled him and left someone wide open.
Yeah, he does not hesitate, does he? He does not hesitate. But,
no, he's
They're going now. They're going back. And they could have won both of those games.
Yeah, they covered both games. And that's going to lead right into to tomorrow night's game. I mean, I think the Rockets are a one-point favorite, or one-point dog at home.
Yeah. Now, I know that last week you said – on the show, I don't get why they're going to be getting points at home against the Clippers when they just beat the Clippers twice in a row. It was easy money.
Yeah, I just, I mean, the way the Clippers lost that game, I'm just not sure that was factored into the point spread. I mean, coming back, I've played sports my whole life, coming back to such a devastating, you pretty much had the game won and the series won. You're a quarter away from going to the Western Conference Finals, and then Houston came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but all those T-shirts go to the kids in Nambia, so it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you see here? It's 2:14.5. Golden State at Houston, it really has just been the West is I'm you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not a LeBron basher. He's without a doubt, in my opinion, the best basketball player I've ever watched, and I'm fairly old. But the West is just better basketball.
Oh, way better basketball, and it has been for years and years. So I mean, the West has always been more fun to watch.
And so as we talk about a weekend where there's one game on. Now it's a holiday, so you get Monday as well. But there's one game a day: the East West. At this point in time, do you ever say to yourself, "The West is just so much better. I'm going to find the sports book that has a West East NBA championship and just take them at -170 or whatever they're at." You know?
Oh, you definitely can, because I think the way it's turned out right now, I think we pretty much know what the finals is going to be. I mean, it's going to be the Warriors and the Cavs. Just depends on how many games they're going to win. Instead,
you know, if you can,
Western Conference Finals.
Right, and if you can have $500 on Golden State, say, and you know they're -170 on the money line. I don't even know. Do they do like baseball does the All Star game? I don't even know how they do the NBA. That's insane to have an All Star game make the World Series home team advantage. You know,
yeah,
but and NBA, do they already know who has it?
Yeah, it'd just be better record overall. So I think no matter what, I think Golden State's going to be the home court.
Right.
Have home court.
Right. So they're getting four at home. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised for the series -170. But the bottom line, you get to root then for a team, knowing you got a shot of winning $300,
mm-hmm.
and you don't care what the points are, because if you saw Kerr, and it was great, wasn't it great watching coaches that have been players that have won? And
oh, yeah.
How they treat everything. They treat it so much differently. And don't get me wrong, who are the two brothers? The one guy's still coaching and the other guy's announcing.
You're talking about Van Gundy's.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. They seem like nice guys, but they obviously never played in a game seven or in eight game sevens, you know? Because how many times was Houston out of that game and they just keep coming back? They just don't ever quit.
I mean, it's just too bad because James Harden played an amazing game at 38-10-9, and then just comes down to the last shot, and people say he blew the game, which they wouldn't have been in that game if it wasn't for his 38-10-9.
Exactly. You're not supposed to win those games. If you steal a game, and you know what, here's the thing. I'm not a big-time basketball guy, but I know turnovers when I see them, and I saw in the last probably quarter and a half of that game that I watched, I saw turnovers, and when you lose a bet from a turnover or a missed, and you're seeing a ton of missed extra points, or not extra points, free throws. And you had talked about the free throws. That
mm-hmm.
is just amazing. They're hacking people.
Yeah, it's just, it comes down to, I mean, you, like Chaz always says, you have a turnover late in the game to try to cover for me, you may be dead to me.
That's it, baby. That's it, you know? So when it comes down to this game, the 214, now that's a little bit of a lower over than I've noticed, because they've been right about 220, you know. But last game, if he hits the three at the end, Harden, it's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you know what? Then my God bless my father's soul. He always told me, don't bet on basketball, it'll ruin you. It really is so difficult. So many things happen. I mean, 7 seconds, you could have three possessions.
Oh, absolutely. So many times that's burned me. Someone hits a 50-foot three-pointer to cover a spread.
Oh, like, man. And then they hack and they get fouled. So, you know, you think you're under's a lock, you know. Oh, man.
Yeah, it goes back to that Duke game in the second round of the NCAA Finals where they thought the game was over, but then they said, nope, reviewed it, went back, shot a free throw, covered the 5.5 over you.
Yeah, exactly. That was brutal. So what do you think is going to happen?
You know, I think the Warriors are going to win the series. I don't think they sweep. I think Houston can steal one. I think this might be the game they steal because they have a little bit of momentum going into home after keeping both these games pretty close. And Golden State obviously lives and dies by the three. and they've been pretty hot so far, the first two. They're due for maybe a letdown, not shooting as well as they have the first couple games. I think Houston comes in, wins this game, but then Golden State wins the next two. So I'd probably take Rockets. You don't get much on a money line here, but I'd probably take Rockets plus the one.
Yeah, well, you know, minus 110 versus being even isn't worth it. And then here's the thing. I always like, you know, you talk a lot, Slop, about matchups. And remember, we're talking with Sloppy. We're on the Cali Comfort Hotline. If you Saturday night, if you're going to see UFC, bring your VIP card. I think if they know you, they know you. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay $5. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd pay $5 if I left my card at home. So, but we're talking, we're talking NBA playoffs, and we're talking about the fact that, you know, the house is such a great position because, you know, Sloppy always talks matchups, but when you're dealing with the house, when they do that over under thing, they know exactly what they're doing. So they're just tweaking it enough that it starts you to scratch your head. And in a perfect world, that's all they're looking for, Sloppy, is half of the bar has under 214.5 and half of the bar has over 214.5.
And a series like this, I mean, Houston may need to change the way they play. They can't run with Golden State. They can't go quick like Golden State does. So maybe they slow it down and use the big men a little bit more, and this game does maybe go under.
Yeah, that looks like I you know, after watching it, I would agree with you because you know, they do. They've got the Golden State two or three guys. They don't need much space to shoot the ball. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. It's so fun to watch. Golden State is by far the best team to watch.
So, you know, when Curry does his back step and he gets about 8 inches, he gets a guy to fall back just about 8 inches, and then the guy's 3 inches from his shot that goes through the hole, touching nothing but net.
It's about
a 5-inch difference that he makes up. It's amazing. All right, and then Sunday, another game three, this one in the East. Atlanta is going to Cleveland. Atlanta's in a tough spot here. And the bottom line is, I'm pretty sure Cleveland was getting points in both of those games.
Oh, absolutely. And today they didn't have Kyrie Irving. People didn't think Carroll was going to play for the Hawks, and he does, so they thought that would be an advantage. Cleveland doesn't have Kyrie Irving going into the game, and they still roll him. So Atlanta's a very tough spot.
Yeah, you know, when you lose two at home, it's over, right? I mean, you've got a 99 percentile, I think.
Yeah. I think this series is absolutely over. Now we just look at point spreads.
Right, and that's the thing because, you know, if Atlanta, I mean, my son watches a lot of NBA, and he says they're a deep team.
Very deep team. One of the deepest teams. And that's why they were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, because they were so deep.
So the bottom line is they're getting 8.5 points. You know, that seems like a lot of points.
You know what, to me too, I feel like we're on the same page. I feel like it is a lot of points. I do think Cleveland wins the game. But again, it's another thing about matchups. They got to figure out a way to get Korver the ball. They got to figure out a way to get Korver open shots. I mean, Steph Curry seems to get an open shot every time. How could you not get Kyle Korver open shot? Because he's almost just as good as a 3-point shooter.
Right.
So
I think, of course, you know, if you know, there's every game is a must game when you're down, but you know, you're down 2-0 and you lost two at home, you know, you got to scratch and claw to get one of these. You got to get one of these, and if you go down 3-0, you know what? I would imagine, I've never been down 3-0, but you got to be looking pretty much like packing your bags and you know, that kind of stuff.
It's like I put my next two bets in line. I think I'll
right,
cover,
right,
but,
right.
but I think Cleveland wins. But I think Cleveland.
No, because if I'm an NBA player and I'm expected to win a 7-game series and I get down 3-0. I'm probably calling my agent, having him go to Chase or whoever my bank is, getting the bags of singles ready so I can go to the strip club and make it rain. This is going to be, you know, it's going to be the off season. These guys have been playing basketball for a long, long time.
You're going to be on vacation a couple days.
They need to spend some money, pump up the economy, man.
Exactly.
So you think, like I do, the 8.5 just seems like way too high. But again, remember, they're good at what they do. You know?
Yeah, no, I think Atlanta has one last fight in them to try to keep this game close. I think Cleveland pulls it out late. I do think Atlanta covers. But after Cleveland wins this third game, I think Atlanta packs it in and Cleveland rolls in game 4, game set match.
Yeah. And then, of course, that's going to help them because, you know, they're not getting love back. And think about it. Don't get me wrong. I would like to have love on any team. I don't care what sport it was. You know what I mean? I don't care. I take him on a baseball team. I take him on a hockey team. I take him on a rugby team. He's just a great, great, great basketball player.
So, and I think that's what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see Warriors Cavs. I think that's what people want to see.
Yeah. So that'll give them time for those other guys to heal up because, like you said, I totally can see Houston making this a six or, you know, God forbid, a seven-game series, you know, because Houston probably feels like, you know, we should win at home, too, and send it back 2-2.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, buddy. As always, have a safe, happy Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate your time. I know you're on the road. You're at a wedding in Arizona, so you will not be attending the Cali Comfort UFC 187.
I will not attend it, but I will be there in, you know.
In spirit.
I'll be there. So.
I'll tell you what we'll do for your friends that are getting married. When we're having one of your pork sliders, we'll say I do. Have a great night.
Thanks, Chad.
As always, Sloppy's matchup perspective really, really nails it. And remember, this is the guy that started the very first playoff weekend calling the Washington Capitals on the money line. You can't get better than that. When we get back, UFC 187. At championshipfootballs.com. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. SixBetsAGame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at SixBetsAGame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire SixBetsAGame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at MoRadioShow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Now it's time. Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. With the help of our inner circle friends, we are breaking down your Memorial Day sports betting action. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 646-929-1298. As always, we're going to pack as many opinions that 1 hour can handle. Next, we're going to get out to Billy V. We're going to talk some UFC 187.
All right, we're about to go out to the Caliente Sportsbook Hotline. We've got Billy V, our UFC expert, and I had to get you on the phone, Billy, because I'm so excited, and I think you know why. It's because I found on UFC.com the program for this week's UFC, and it makes following the fights so much easier. Have you seen this before?
No, I haven't seen this, but it's certainly going to help us out.
You've seen online magazines before, though, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it is. But it's the program from the night, like you were at the fights. I mean, it even has the second page is a full page Bud Light. Now, don't get me wrong. I just don't understand the Bud Light and Coors Lights and Miller Lights. I just can't drink them, Billy. I don't get it. You know, I just don't get it.
Ballast Point. That's my beer.
Yeah, I mean, that's a beer. So, yeah, so it's got a full page. Page 4 and 5 is all the fights. So we're going to look at this card, and we're real excited. Now, last week was a tough week. You know what? But I think, and we talked about it, it was too many. And Tommy, you know Tommy, he's really good at that. He doesn't bet a lot of things, Billy, but when he bets, he's not afraid to bet money.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to start now. I always ask you to start with the best fights, but we want to also talk to you about the best fight you can win, because as you know, these fights start, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon out here, 6 o'clock on the East Coast, and then they go all the way through till midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock here. So that's a lot of fights. And again, it's no different than horse racing. There's like 14, 15 the fights. You got to pick and choose. So you know these fights. You've looked at them. What do you think is going to be an easy winner? An easy winner. And what we're looking for is, and you know, because you've been great, whatever doesn't cost us a lot. I don't want to bet $600 to win 100 on an easy winner. To me, that's not an easy winner. I'm biting my nails the whole time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got some information to go over. We've got a lot of great fights. The headliner for the night is going to be the Anthony Johnson fight and Daniel Cormier. Me and my friends have talked about this, and we're not agreeing on anything. So I'm just betting that the odds makers can't agree on anything either. I bet you this is a pretty even fight as far as favorites go.
Well, again, you know, we got to understand, we're talking to Billy V. We are on the Caliente Sports Hotline, and with Billy, because he really focuses on the UFC side, not the wagering side, they are exactly tied, Billy. They are both minus 115 each, exactly like your friend saw. Now, you didn't know that, but you that's what you said, and that's amazing. That's the first time I've ever seen that, so, you know, you're a little Nostradamus on us. But, yeah, so that means you've got to bet $115 to win 100.
Yeah, it really is a coin flip between these two guys, but we've seen Daniel Cormier just stomp right through all the great names in the upper echelon, and Anthony Johnson in his own right has done the same thing, and these two are going to meet in the ring, and, you know, Johnny Bones Jones is out of the picture right now, so they're both looking to get in there and make a statement. So what's our over-under on this fight?
Halfway through. This is the last two fights of the night are five-round title fights.
Yeah.
One's a light heavyweight championship with Johnson and Cormier, the one we're talking about, and then the fight before is a middleweight championship. And that's pretty exciting. I didn't have two championships in the same card, you know?
Well, Cormier hasn't lost a fight since he fought his old rival, Johnny Bones Jones, the champ. Pretty much every other fighter he's fought in the UFC. And even before
I'm telling you right now, again, when I went to the UFC website, I just happened to bounce around, and I hit program somewhere.
Yeah, you
and,
found the program.
And it was totally cool, but I want to get back to the valuable stuff. When you're on UFC.com, if you're handicapping, listen to this podcast and looking at some of the stuff that Billy's talking about, you're going to see what it does. It basically goes in there and it tells you their records. It tells you what they've done. It tells you everything you need to know. So in that respect, it really is so valuable for you, you know?
Well, that's my point. And when I talk about two powerhouses like this to get together, we're going to lean more toward the over. I think there's going to be that feeling out period. I think they're going to get to it. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be some wrestling. They're both top tier wrestlers, and I think the over is a pretty easy bet on this. And I think we're going to go a little more than 2.5 rounds.
So these guys are pretty big boys too, right? These guys are over 200 pounds, and you always said that. Well, between them. Two out of three of their fights don't end with the judges figuring it out.
Yeah.
And remember, I got burned early in my UFC betting, Billy, what I thought I fight I won went to the decision, and the guys saw it differently than I did. So that's important. So you like the over there, huh?
Yep. I think we're going to get into the late rounds just because these two are going to kind of cancel each other out. I don't think Cormier is going to be tossing Anthony Johnson around like he was tossing around, you know, Hendo and some of the other guys. So, and then we have the biggest fight of the night. Why it's not the headliner, I don't know. But Chris Weidman and Vitor Belfort are going to fight for the light heavyweight title. And, you know, Weidman being 12-0, I think that's a no-brainer there. We're going to stick with the champ on that one. And what's our over? Do they only give them a round
halfway.
And a half?
Remember, no, this is a five rounder as
right.
well.
Yeah,
and it's halfway.
Chris Weidman's fight always end early. I mean, this guy's an animal. I don't think he's been to the second or third round in the past five or six fights he's fought. So let's go ahead and take Weidman on the under on that one for sure.
Yeah, and that's really where it makes a difference, Billy, because he's minus 520. Which means if I want to win $10, I got to bet $52. I'd rather find somebody in the bar when we're down at the sandbar that doesn't know and bet him. I bet you $10 this guy wins. You know, because it makes more sense than betting $52 to win $10. But that under over is 140. Now, you know, a good pitcher in baseball is going to be double that. A bad pitcher in baseball could be minus 140. So that's a nice bet. That under is a nice bet. Then we've got John McDeese and Donald Cerrone.
Yeah, Cowboy, Donald Cerrone. This guy's a stud. I mean, he fights. We saw him fight a few weeks ago or a month ago. He's been fighting all year long, every couple of weeks, every month. And he's just on a roll. He doesn't care who they put in front of him. But what's the over-under on the Donald Cerrone-John McDeese fight?
Again, halfway, but this is no, not halfway, because this is three rounds, so it's 2.5. It's 2.5.
So you got to go
2.5 of three.
I kind of like the under on that one, you know, because Donald Cerrone gets it done. He goes for the knockout. You know, he's in there to win. He doesn't mess around, and he's going up against a great opponent that's only 13-3. Keep in mind, this is only the 155-pound weight class, but these guys are ripped. You know, this is the top tier of the division, in my opinion. I think Cerrone is long overdue for a title shot. In my opinion, he's probably the number one guy in that division. So, yeah, I like Cerrone, and I like the under on that. I think we'll get in there and get it done.
There you go.
And then we got some lightweight fights that are going to be quite exciting. John Dodson. He's from the Ultimate Fighter. He's the kind of guy that can just stand there and do a backflip. He's just a little animal. He's right on par with Demetrius Johnson. Very quick. He had his chance against Demetrius. I think that's his only loss. I haven't done much checking on John lately, but
he's 17-6. He's 17-6.
Well, he's won the last five of his last six fights, and the only loss was Demetrius. He beat Dillashaw, who is our champ now in the 145 division. I think he went down a weight class after his loss. And then Timothy Elliott, he beat some guy named Jussier de Silva. Then he lost to Demetrius, and then he won his next two fights. So he's coming off with a win streak here, and I like him a lot. And then there's another featherweight fight.
Hey, we're still on the magician John Dodson versus Zach Makovsky.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that one here is a very big payment. You got to pay 200 to win 100 on the over. Is it just because at that 125, like you said, it's just so hard to knock somebody out?
Well, I don't think either of these guys have a habit of finishing fights. You know, I think it's a statistical bet.
No, yeah, Zach Makovsky, 60% of his fights go to the judges.
Yeah.
The majority of 30.
So, over
so that,
that
makes sense. Cause, yeah, well, it's minus 200 for 2.5. So that's, you know, that's a lot of rest, 200 to win 100, you know.
Yeah.
I like to, I'd rather bet 100 to win 100.
And then we've got the Benavidez fight with John Moraga. These are two great fighters, 21-4 for Joseph and 16-3 for John Moraga. And, yeah, this one could go long as well. These are two great fighters. They're going to be using their speed in and out, that kind of thing. It might take 2.5 rounds to get to the end of this fight as well.
Yeah, and then, like you said, these are guys that they don't lose. Between them, they're 30-something and 10. Or 30-something and 7, not even 10,
yeah.
7. So.
This is a card that's packed full of big names. This is the kind of card that a guy like me loves to watch. But, I mean, seriously, I'm going to be living and dying with each one of these fights because I like all these fighters. I mean, I've seen all these guys are all winners.
Well, let me ask you, do you know anything about Nina and Rose? Because, I mean, it sounds like they could be the name of your aunt, but the ladies have a match on the card, and it's about one, two, three, four fights in. Do you have any inkling? Because the girls, as you always said, and it's priced that way, Billy, it's over 2.5 of three, and it's minus 130. So, you know, it's a favorite, but it's not that big of a favorite to only risk 130 to win 100 in a fight that never even gets close to being, because there are fights, as you know, in three rounds, it never gets close to being a KO or a TKO or a submission. They just kind of slap each other around, they throw a few kicks, they hit a few, they miss a few, and at the end it ends up being a count the points, you know?
Well, that's what we've been saying, but that's not what has been happening. You know, these girls have been ending fights these past few cards, and I've been standing there with my jaw on the ground going, oh, my God, she finished that girl. These girls are coming out more aggressive. They're going for the win. They're going for the submission. I really thought I was going to see some sort of cat fight, but I was blown away at the just the ferociousness of the fighting that's going on between these gals. They're not pulling punches, so to speak.
Well, let's look at the two girls.
I like
the
under on that one.
Rose and Nina, they've had between them 15 fights, okay? Mm-hmm. For Rose, all five of them were KOs or TKOs. There were submissions. There weren't decisions. They were knockouts. And with Nina, 67%. So I totally could see that. Now, here's the thing, Billy. That's plus 100. That's what you dream of in life, is to get an easy winner to where one of these girls comes out and just takes over, whichever one, because it's a coin flip, you know? They say Rose is a big favorite. She's minus 335. But on paper, if you're looking at the stats, this Nita girl could win this fight. There's no doubt.
Yeah, she shows a good defense and good takedown defense. But, let's go with the under on this one. Is it 1.5 or 2.5?
2.5 out of three.
2.5? Yeah, the under is a good bet on this one. I think these girls are going to get in there and get it done in the first couple of rounds. I've been blown away by the girls' division. And the way it's been going lately, I have a very good feeling this is going to end early.
There you go.
A lot of these fights are actually going to end early. Even the Uriah Hall-Rafael Natal fight. Uriah Hall, I think, and Rafael are going to get it done quickly. That's 185-pound weight class. And Uriah Hall is a force to be reckoned with. I think he's going to be too much for Rafael. Rafael's a good wrestler, good jiu-jitsu, but Uriah's been beating some pretty big names in his weight class.
Like, as always, you know, you're not betting him, but what I'm doing is I'm sitting here and making myself a little tout sheet. Billy, we appreciate your help always. Have a great, great weekend, and enjoy UFC 187.
Thanks for having me. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Be safe.
And anytime we break down the UFC with Billy V, you really need to listen in. What I recommend is a few things. One is get a printout. Get a printout. Don't be afraid to use a pen and paper because, again, he doesn't talk about it from a sports betting perspective. He talks about it from a UFC fighting perspective. Then you have to check out UFC.com. The virtual program that they had for this UFC 187 was one of the coolest sports wagering things that I've seen. Now, remember, they don't really talk about the odds on UFC.com, but they do such a great job. It's just an incredible tool. So without a doubt, if I was going to give you any advice, I would say go to your sports book, print out the lines, the odds, with the money lines and the over-unders, or the will-go-won't-goes, as most books will call them. Listen to Billy, and don't be afraid to hit the go-back button on your phone or on your computer, or on your laptop, wherever you're listening to the podcast, and listen to him break down. If you know a little bit about these fighters, it's going to help you, because you're going to have the ability to use Billy kind of as a tipping point. You know, if you're on the fence, listen to what he says. He, you know, the guy watches these things. He knows these things. He's been with them from the beginning. Pretty exciting. So we're not going to hesitate. We're not going to take another break. We're going to go straight into the Memorial Day Indy 500 unofficial sportsbettingweekly.com picks. Now, you've got to understand the Indy 500, you know, this is the 99th running. Before NASCAR, you know, it was the biggest sporting event in the country. I remember the trivia question that would always get people was, the Indy 500 is the number one attended sporting event in the country. What is number two? And they would guess all these different sporting events, and no one ever said the Indianapolis time trials, because they got more people there in the old days for the time trials than they did at most other sporting events. So when we break it down, and if you saw any of the coverage, it was just horrible to see these accidents, and you just hope that the race isn't marred by any of these accidents, because personally speaking, it just makes the race too long for me to watch. It's hard to watch anyway. But they've got 33 across the track, there's three, that's 11 rows deep. It's so hard to win from the bottom. And the first real name that came out when we were doing our research was Sage Karam. And again, anytime I'm dealing with names, Mo knows how to pronounce them. I'm a little bit out of the loop. This kid is so young, he could not bet on himself. In most states, he has to drink the milk when he wins, because he's not old enough to drink the alcohol. But at 50-1, it's a 50-1 shot. In the 17 hole, at 33-1, you got Graham Rahal. Now, his dad won. You've got some legacy there. In the 16 hole, he's 33-1. In the 16 hole, you got Ryer Hunter Ray, 25-1. He won last year. And then you've got the 15 hole.
I will go up to the six-fingered man and say, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." "Killed my father. Prepare to die." "Hello. My name is Diego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die."
"Hello.
My name is Diego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die."
"Stop saying that!
Offer me money."
"Yes.
Power to promise me that."
please.
Offer me everything I ask for.
Anything you want.
I want my father back, you son of a bitch.
Now, Billy Elvis from the BS Sports Show with Mo says that Montoya's coming back from purgatory, but there's no doubt that we're going to have some money on him, mostly because when we said, hey, that Montoya name, it rings a bell. In the 11 hole, Carlos Munoz, upcoming driver, 22-1, third time for him. Sometimes that third time is a charm. In the 5 hole at 13-2. Now, once you get into the top two rows, it's where you see all the favorites, and it just makes sense. You're not having to follow as many people and pass as many people. But you got Castroneves. Now, 3-time winner, looking for his 4th. 7-time in the top 5. You got to use that guy. Pole with Scott Dixon. Right next to him is Will Power. Now, Will Power was Billy Elvis's pick, where Ed Carpenter in the 12 hole at 22-1 was Mo's pick. You heard that earlier on the show. Will Power 11-2. And then you've got the favorite, Scott Dixon. He's 4.5-1. Now, 4.5-1 is not a great return on an investment that takes a long, long time to run. But the guy's won from the pole before. You have no choice. You kind of have to use him. So what we're going to do for our Memorial Day Indy 500 is we're going to have 3 different drivers. And we're going to say, hey, let's eliminate the thought about what do we win if this guy wins, what do we win if that guy wins. We're going to take $100. We're going to break it into 3 bets. We're going to put $28 on number 7. Oh, I had the 7-1 shot, not number 7, but Juan Pablo Montoya. My name is Juan Pablo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. And that'll get us $196 back. We're going to put $29.50 on the 6-5 shot, Castroneves, to win his 4th. That'd get us back $191.75. And then we're going to put $42.50 on the favorite, the pole sitter, Scott Dixon, at 4-5, that'll get us back $191.25. So what we did is we had our friends at Excel help us. We broke down that $100 based on the odds. It's simply money times odds equals return. So no matter what happens, we're going to win $190 for our $100. So it's basically taking the Indy 500 and making it a minus 110 bet. That's what we're going to do. It's the same kind of philosophy we use with the first player to score in the Super Bowl. And the last 4 out of 5 years, we've hit that bet. Not a bad bet at all. But one other way we could bet this race if we chose to is to say, hey, if those other 2 guys win, we got our money back. So we would take that same $100, we'd put $22.50 on the favorite Scott Dixon on the pole. That would get us back $100. So we'd get all our money back. We take $17.50 and we put it on Helio Castroneves, trying to get his 4th at 6.5-1. That would get us our $100 back, about $113. But we would put the balance, $60, on the 15th starter in the race. That would get us back $420.
I will go up to the six-fingered man and say, hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
And that's what we're going to do. So, when you're watching the race Sunday, and the checker flag comes down, and it's Juan Pablo Montoya, you can tell everybody you heard it here first. I'm Second Half Chaz. Have a safe, prosperous, and wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And always be cashing.
I will go up to the six-fingered man and say, hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya.